Today's sermon is titled The Trinity. Today is Trinity Sunday. Today is also the Mission Workers Sunday. Trinity is about God in three persons. Trinity Sunday is the first Sunday after the Pentecost. Recall that we have talked about God. Recall that we have talked about Jesus Christ. We talked about the Holy Spirit last Sunday. Now we are talking about these three in one. Christianity and our belief is centered on the triune God. God eternally exists as Father, as Son, as the Holy Spirit, three persons, distinct, but one in essence. Truly, Christianity roots in these three in one, meaning that if you don't believe in Trinity, we consider you not a Christian. In fact, Christian orthodoxy looks at that person as a heretic. If you go through, history, Christian history, you will see so many people that fell into that heresy of not believing that God is God and we experience him in three ways, three persons. Father, Son Jesus was brought, and then the Holy Spirit was given. And I'll read so many scriptures to support what I am saying. If you look at Genesis, it says, let us make man in our own image. And it says, in the image of God made he man, male and female. He made them. Let us make man in our own image. And then in the image of God, he created them. He created them. One and three. The let us. And then in man, I have made you. I have made you, but let us. I will do another one. And somebody will be like, since some people are complaining about Trinity, why exactly do you believe in Trinity? When I was in seminary, I had this seminary professor, Professor Habito. He is a Buddhist priest. And he says to us that he is a Buddhist Christian. Meaning that he is a Christian, he is a Buddhist priest at the same time. In fact, he took us students to their shrine and made us practice Buddhism. They made us sit down, cross our legs the way they cross it, and then put our back so straight, and then they will ring the bell. And then they will tell us to center, think about nothing. You have to be blank, completely blank. Don't think about anything. And because of time, I won't go on saying that, but I made so many fun out of it. One, because I say, God, please help me not to laugh. It was so funny to me because I started like, I don't have a straight back because you have to make your back straight. And unfortunately, you see that I have hunchback, right? I do. So I told the priest, my back can be straight. And so he was trying to straighten it from behind for me to be able to do their whatever praying. So, by the way, the wife, this professor's wife, came to class for a teaching. And then she said, I was a Christian, strong Catholic. And they are talking about Trinity. I don't even use seminary students. I don't even understand why somebody will tell you that that God is three. God the Father, God the Son, the way she was saying it. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And you all believe this nonsense, utter nonsense. And then somebody will tell you the Holy Spirit is represented by a dove. And you believe that stupid stuff. I mean, she talked and she talked and she talked. But you ask me this morning, why do you believe in the Holy Spirit? I believe in the Holy Spirit because it's in the scriptures. And I'm going to read some places. John 10, 30. I and the Father are one. John 1, 1 to 3. In the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God. And in the beginning was He, and without Him nothing made was made. 1 John 5, 7 to 11. For there are three that bear record in heaven. The Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit, and these three are one. And I will ask the Father, that's John 14, 16 to 18, and I will ask the Father, and He will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever, the Spirit of truth. I, Jesus, will ask the Father. The Father will give you the Holy Spirit. Three. Existing. The one. And many times you say, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you. Three persons, one. So why do I believe it? It's in the scriptures. And because if you look at our lives, the work of the Holy Spirit is evident. God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son. Whoever believes in Him will not perish. So God gave the Son. I believe the Son. I accepted the Son as my Lord and Savior, and He put the Holy Spirit in me. So one of the reasons I personally believe in the Holy Spirit is that the Holy Spirit is at work in my life. Honestly. The Holy Spirit may tell me, I may prepare something. The Holy Spirit says, this is what is needed right now. And I will know it. So I believe in the Holy Spirit. Therefore, I just want to say that if you fully know God, you fully believe in the Holy Spirit, you fully believe in Jesus Christ, you fully believe in God, that those three are one. Now, when we are talking about this triune God, we are also talking about relationship. It's showing us that God is having relationship with Himself. The three are one, having relationship. And if the three are one, it means that God is having relationship with Himself. God is inviting you and me to have relationship with Him. And God is calling you and me to have relationship with each other. Do you know that Christianity is all about relationship? And that's the reason sometimes Christians say that we are not religion. We are talking about relationship. Christianity is all about relationship. God so loved the world. He gave to you and me because we are in relationship so that we shall be one. So God created us to have relationship with them. Trinity is deep-rooted in the reality that God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit have relationship and they are one. And Jesus Christ did a prayer, and I'm going to read it. And we read it also. John 17:20, it says, I ask not only on behalf of these, but also on behalf of those who will believe in me through their word, that they all may be one. As you, Father, are in me, and I am in you, may they also be in us. Father in me, me in Father, they in us. Does it not look beautiful? So that the world may believe that you have sent me. The glory that you have given me, I have given them so that they may be one as we are one. I in them and you in me, that they may become completely one, so that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. Even 2 Corinthians 13:11 says, agree with one another. All that I am talking about is that we have to develop relationship, genuine relationship with each other. If you don't, then it's difficult to be in relationship with God. How can you say you love God whom you have not seen when you don't love people that you can see? It's not possible. The level of our love to God, our love to Christ, our love to the Holy Spirit is the amount of love we have for one another. Do we love God really, for real? Do we? Actually, when we say we love God and we don't love, you don't love Gladys, I'm telling you honestly, you don't love God. And if I say, I love God, I don't love any one of you, I mean any one of you, no matter how little you are. I do not love God. God has modeled relationship by being three persons in one, having relationship. You are in me, I am in you. Whatever you have commanded me, I have done. Perfect relationship. So we see this relationship. The first thing we'll do is to have relationship with this God. He gives us the power, the grace to have relationship with one another. Do you know that it's because of this relationship that we have mission workers who say, I have had this relationship with the Lord. It's so beautiful. Now let me go out and tell other people to have this same relationship. And so we remember the mission workers today too, who are helping us to go out there in the world to tell other people about Jesus Christ. Do you know Christ? Do you have Jesus in your heart? Today is the day. You can do it. Let us pray. God's creation experiences God in three distinct persons, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. God is one, and we must be one in him and with one another. God, please help us to start this relationship today with you and with one another and change our lives to the glory and honor of your name. Help us to invite other people to have relationship with you. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.